Latter-day Prophets Speak on Preparedness. Gordon B. Hinckley, 1910 to present, 15th President of the Church. The best place to have some food set aside is within our homes, together with a little money and savings. The best welfare program is our own welfare program. 5 or 6 cans of wheat in the home are better than a bushel in the welfare granary. We can begin with 1 week's food supply and gradually build it to a month, and then to 3 months. I am speaking now of food to cover basic needs. To Men of the Priesthood, Ensign, November 2002, page 58. Ezra Taft Benson, 1899-1994, 13th President of the Church. The revelation to store food may be as essential to our temporal salvation today as boarding the ark was to the people in the days of Noah. Prepare ye. Ensign, January 1974, page 69. Spencer W. Kimball, 1895-1985, 12th President of the Church. We encourage you to grow all the food that you feasibly can on your own property. Berry bushes, grapevines, fruit trees, plant them if your climate is right for their growth. Grow vegetables and eat them from your own yard. Even those residing in apartments or condominiums can generally grow a little food in pots and planters. Make your garden as neat and attractive as well as productive. If there are children in your home, involve them in the process with assigned responsibilities. Family Preparedness, Ensign, May 1976, page 124. Harold B. Lee, 1899-1973, 11th President of the Church. We expect the individual to do all he can to help himself, whether it be an emergency for a single family or for a whole community, that the relatives will do all they can to help. Then the church steps in with commodities from the storehouse, with fast offerings to meet their needs that commodities from the storehouse will not supply. And finally, the Relief Society and the priesthood quorums will assist with rehabilitation. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Harold B. Lee, page 171. Joseph Fielding Smith, 1876-1972, 10th President of the Church. The pioneers were taught by their leaders to produce, as far as possible, all that they consumed, and to be frugal and not wasteful of their substance. This is still excellent counsel. The Pioneer Spirit, Improvement Era, July 1970, page 3. Wilford Woodruff, 1807-1898, 4th President of the Church. We feel led to caution the Latter-day Saints against forming the bad habit of incurring debt and taking upon themselves obligations which frequently burden them heavier than they can bear and lead to the loss of their homes and other possessions. Our business should be done as much as possible on the principle of paying for that which we purchase, and our needs should be brought within the limit of our resources. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Wilford Woodruff, pages 232-233. George Albert Smith, 1870-1951, 8th President of the Church. How on the face of the earth could a man enjoy his religion when he had been told by the Lord how to prepare for a day of famine, when instead of doing so, he had fooled away that which would have sustained him and his family? Deseret News, March 4th, 1868, page 26. Brigham Young, 1801-1877, 2nd President of the Church. If you are without bread, how much wisdom can you boast, and of what real utility are your talents, if you cannot procure for yourselves and save against a day of scarcity those substances designed to sustain your natural lives? Deseret News, July 18th, 1860, page 153.